This is the Media in Ministry column. This time an interview with musician Eric Krusen of the Chairman Dances. It's entitled Songs of Generosity. Eric Krusen wrote most of his band's new album while living in a 6x6-foot shack in the Cascade Mountains in the fall of 2019. The frontman and lead singer and songwriter of the Philadelphia indie rock band, the Chairman Dances, was in rural Washington State serving as an artist in residence at the Grunewald Guild, an arts education nonprofit retreat center founded by Elizabeth and Richard Kemmerer. The latter was a longtime art professor at Valparaiso Indiana University and the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago. Perhaps because of the solitude, Krusen often experienced while writing the album the complex but pretty songs of the Chairman Dances. The Strength of Your Arm album focuses on the warmth and tenderness of connection, he said. It's also replete with biblical references, pairing scriptural stories with the song's narrators. Most of the songs are memories of loved ones who experienced profound disappointment and suffering, and in spite of those evils were exceedingly generous, he wrote on the Chairman Dances blog. Living Lutheran spoke with Krusen, who attends Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Atonement in Philadelphia, about his artistic process and focuses. The Living Lutheran asks, for people unfamiliar with the Chairman Dances, how do you describe your music? Krusen answers, the music journalists usually peg on us as art rock or baroque pop, sometimes indie or alternative folk. I think what they're getting at with alternative and those high-minded adjectives is that our music has layers to it. It's clear just by looking at the song and the album titles that the art is religious in nature. We ask, how did you come to participate in the artist residency at the Grunewald Guild? My previous pastor, he said, who is a visual artist, took courses at the Guild, and she recommended it to me. It seems like it's a good fit, so I applied to their program and for a leave of absence from my academic library day job. I was fortunate enough to clear both hurdles. We ask, the Grunewald Guild seeks to explore the relationship between art, faith, and community. What was your experience like there? He says, the Guild was started by Richard and Liz Kemmerer, who are both artists, or were. Richard has passed. Richard designed an impressive amount of Lutheran worship spaces. Liz and the current staff at the Guild are warm and generous people, and the landscape there is beautiful. The residency itself is open-ended. Your time is your own to do with as you please. My experience there was fairly idyllic. I was there in the fall, which meant I could pick off an apple from the tree to have with breakfast, and I'd make coffee and toast and pray a psalm, and then I'd get to work. We ask, could you explain a bit about your process of writing the songs that became The Strength of Your Arm? Well, I believe I wrote all of the lyrics first, either as short stories or free verse poems, which I then set to music. Once I was at the Guild, I rewrote my initial musical material and started work on the arrangements, the harmonies, and the counterpoint you hear on the album. We ask, how would you describe the album? Did you set out to write particular kinds of songs for the collection? He said, I set out to write a response to what I saw as the prevailing artistic narrative of gleeful despair. While I'm not optimistic about the future, the simplicity of that narrative leaves out a great deal. Even now, many of us care deeply for creation, attempt to redeem our relationship to it. We tend to the sick, the poor, our democracy. We try to be good friends, parents, and neighbors. And I think the album's characters and narrators are striving, like me, to glimpse the Lord beside them in their work and to receive the blessings that come with the acknowledgement of God's presence. We ask, how did Lutheran theology influence the direction of your songwriting for the record? There are a number of professors at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, Catherine Schifferdecker and Craig Kester, to name a few, whose writing has been helpful to me. Additionally, weekly, the seminary puts out podcasts and articles that are nourishing in ways that academic theology often isn't. All of these things have shaped my theology and artistic aesthetic, which are really one and the same. We ask, the Chairman Dance's song, Dorothy Day and Peter Maurin, is being presented to the Vatican. Could you tell us more about that? He says a few months back, the Dorothy Day Guild, which promotes the cause to recognize the journalist and activist's sainthood, emailed me asking if they could include our recording with materials about or by Dorothy Day that they've been shipping to Rome in consideration of her canonization. So I obliged and mailed them a CD. They blessed the material in December and shipped them over in the Atlantic soon after. You can learn more about Chairman Dances and find the group's music at thechairmandances.com.